It was a day etched in my memory, a day of profound significance that would shape the course of my life forever. The day my son, Robbie, came into this world marked one of the happiest moments of my existence. He was not just any child, he was my second born, and the joy I felt upon his arrival was unparalleled. The sound of his first cry resonated with a promise of a new beginning, a promise that briefly overshadowed the turbulent demons that plagued me during that time. Let us focus not on the darkness of those days, but instead on the remarkable journey of my son, Robbie, and his remarkable path to success. Robbie's mother and I eventually parted ways, our love taking different paths, leading to a divorce. Robbie remained with his mother, who would go on to marry a man named Todd. They built a stable home in Newaygo, where Robbie grew up, attended school, and eventually welcomed a younger sister into their lives. I, on the other hand, strive to be a constant presence in Robbie's life despite not having a stable home myself, often seeking refuge at my father's place. I must confess that I was not the responsible father I should have been. I exposed Robbie to experiences that no child of his age should have encountered. Among the memories I carry, there was one poignant incident when Robbie, a mere 5 years old, took a bottle of Jack Daniels from my hands and said, "No more, Dad." That moment served as a wake-up call, and I refrained from alcohol until much later in my life. Nonetheless, there were other adventures we embarked on together, some fun but also dangerous, and the list goes on. My financial circumstances were far from prosperous, and I often lacked the means to provide Christmas or birthday presents. However, I always made it a point to compensate for this with experiences and quality time with Robbie. He was a remarkable child who understood my limitations, and his wishes were modest. We explored air shows, attended drag races, joined parties, rode motorcycles and dirt bikes, and ventured into countless thrilling activities together. I failed to recognize whether he felt fear during these escapades or simply cherished the time spent together. As time passed, I introduced Robbie to a few girlfriends. But there was one relationship that would drive a wedge between us, a relationship that subjected my son to untold abuse, abuse that I remained oblivious to until much later. To my astonishment, I would come to realize that, at such a young age, Robbie had taken on the role of caring for me more than I did for him. Subsequently, I married a much younger woman, Karen, who would bless Robbie with another sister, Elizabeth. At that point, I had a home in Fremont and was employed in a foundry. Initially, Karen and I moved in with her parents to save money for our future home. Despite this change in our circumstances, I continued to pick up Robbie on weekends as best as I could. However, over time, our frequent visits dwindled, and Karen began subjecting Robbie to mental abuse in my absence, a reality that remained concealed from me. The extent of the abuse that Robbie endured under Karen's care only came to light when she forbade me from contacting him after we relocated to Tennessee due to her enlistment in the Army. She imposed a long-distance code on the phone, making it impossible for me to call my son. Occasionally, I resorted to obtaining phone cards to maintain some form of contact with my family and, most importantly, my son. As Robbie grew, he displayed a remarkable talent for athletics, excelling in football. Meanwhile, my career led me down a different path as I became a truck driver, resulting in less time spent with him. In all the years he played football, I attended only one game, his senior year in high school. When he turned 17, I purchased his first car, which, unfortunately, was short-lived after he got into an accident at school. Following his graduation, my son and I would lose touch for the next 6 years. Fast forwarding to a point in time when Robbie and I would reconnect, I could no longer wait, and I took the initiative to visit him at his workplace. This visit marked the beginning of our reconciliation. One day, while playing golf together, Robbie opened up to me in a heartfelt conversation. Man to man, he shared his life story and expressed the deep sense of abandonment he had felt during the years he spent with his mother and stepfather. It was during this conversation that I discovered he had charted his own path in life, one that owed little to either his mother or me. Today, Robbie resides in Newaygo with his partner, Desira, and their two daughters, Aura and Kaylee, as well as their new son, Jackson. He works tirelessly to provide for his family, serving as an exceptional father and a steadfast supporter. In his circle of friends and family, Robbie stands as a beacon of light, a source of guidance sought by all. His past experiences have shaped him into a remarkable father, husband, and son. I am certain that he will always be there for his family, unwavering in his commitment, and he will never abandon them, for he is the light that illuminates the path toward a brighter future.